With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House says Iran had a chance to avoid the current hostilities, but instead took the same path they often have before.
They lied. They delayed. They tried to string the United States of America along. They wanted to buy themselves time to continue building ballistic missiles and other deadly weaponry that could harm our U.S. personnel and troops in the region, and to continue aggressively pursuing their unacceptable nuclear ambitions.
That's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. She also says the U.S. offered to provide Iran with all the nuclear material it would need for domestic energy production. Efforts to get Americans out of the Middle East continue.
The State Department has been forced to close several embassies to the public, shut down at least one consulate, order the departure of embassy staff and families from at least six nations, and advise Americans in 14 countries to leave immediately, despite the war closing major airports.
We need to have contact information for Americans that need assistance.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says as options to get out open up, they need to be able to call these people.
We have identified and continue to identify charter flights, military flight options, and expanded commercial flight options.
The department says more than 9,000 Americans safely returned from the Middle East since the weekend. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Opposition politicians accusing UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer of weakening Britain's special relationship with the US by refusing to support the US attacks.
What I was not prepared to do on Saturday was for the UK to join a war unless I was satisfied there was a lawful basis and a viable thought-through plan. That remains my position.
On Wall Street, investors responding more favorably than they did yesterday. There were big losses on Tuesday, and now they're gaining ground back. The Dow is up 285 points. This is SRN News. A lot of kids are on TikTok these days.
A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the social media platform, and about one in five American teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead them to be sex trafficked. A number of states have been investigating the platform over possible harm to kids. Michael Harrington reported.
Anglicans face a looming choice about whether their global church family can stay united. Conservative leaders are meeting in Nigeria this week, where they are expected to debate a plan that could loosen or even end ties with the Archbishop of Canterbury. Many within the Global Fellowship of Confessing Anglicans, or GAFCON, opposed liberal shifts that have taken place in Western churches. And that includes the embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. This is SRN News. Tolls in New York City getting a green light.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's efforts to halt New York's first-in-the-nation congestion fee, meant to reduce traffic and pump revenue into the region's aging transit system. U.S. District Judge Louis Lyman ruled that the U.S. Department of Transportation lacked the authority to unilaterally rescind approval of the $9 toll.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Lisa Dwyer reports there's a growing trend toward using AI chatbots to answer health questions.
Tech companies are pushing new health chatbots, but experts say you still need to talk to your doctor. AI companies say bots can review health records and app data to explain medical results and trends. Doctors say they can beat a basic Google search if users provide more context. Dr. Robert Wachter with the University of California.
And the alternative often is nothing, or the patient winging it.
And that report from correspondent Lisa Dwyer, more at SRNnews.com.